The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God made man for a special purpose, and Satan knew that purpose, and he has done all in his power to hide that purpose from the human family. He has blinded man to believe you go to heaven or hell at death, and many other things except the truth for the purpose of the human family. Satan knew the purpose for man and that God would eventually perfect himself in the human family. That's why mankind was created to begin with, to become like God in mind, in attitude, and in character. So Satan, of course, counteracts by his counterfeit pagan religion everything that God is doing for the purpose of hiding the truth, the whole truth, from mankind, and to destroy truth and to make you give up truth. He just adds enough in his religion, enough of truth, that is, to make you think you're on track. Satan knows that even God cannot build his own character, God-like character, in you overnight or without your cooperation. He also knows that God has to have our approval to make us like himself. Satan knows he has to have our approval before he can make us like him, and that it takes time as well. Now think about that, my friend. That's something that you need to ponder, is the fact that within less than 1,700 years, Satan had brought the world to the very point that everyone had his mindset and his attitude, except Noah, to the point that God had to destroy mankind from the earth. And he is doing the same thing today. Where are we, my friends? Look at what just happened in Dallas. Look what's going on in our world, in our nation. It's much easier for Satan to get the human approval to become like him than it is for God to. Whomever we follow, whether God or Satan, we don't give them our all at once. So whomever has us, they are very busy making us like they are in mind, attitude, works, and character. Yes, if you're giving yourself to God, if you're obeying the Word of God, God is very busy helping you to become like Him. He's watching over you. That's the purpose for which you were born. Christ said, "My Father works, and I work also." That's one of God the Father's and Christ's most important job, is making those that will yield to Him like they are, building His mind, His attitude, and His character in us, so we can be born into His family, so we can become a very Spirit-born Son of God in His family. That's the purpose of man, my friends. That isn't taught today. You don't hear that. Satan doesn't teach that. Of course not. But that's some of God's most important jobs, as well as overseeing His work, is making us like they are. It takes time to surrender to God or Satan with your all, and God knows that. Satan also knows that as well. Satan knows that it takes time to bring you to the point that you are just like he is, that you think like him, that you live your life like him. Yes, a wicked, evil life, not caring for anyone but yourself. Satan tried very hard to make Christ like himself. No one has ever been tempted by Satan like Christ was. Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, but Jesus Christ was a human being, my friend, like you and me as well. I want you to notice in Luke chapter 4, it's also recorded in Matthew chapter 4 as well, how Satan tempted Christ. Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Notice that. Jesus Christ filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God that God sends to those that obeys Him through Jesus Christ is the mind, the attitude, the character, the love, the mercy, the grace, the patience of God. It's what makes you like they are. And God says He gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. Verse 2, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Think of that, my friend, being tempted, Satan throwing everything he's got at you for 40 days, trying to get you to to become his servant. And in those days, speaking of Christ here, he ate nothing. And afterwards, when they had ended, he was very hungry. Yes, indeed, he would have been very hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Now notice that. He was tempting Christ in two ways here. He thought that Christ would grab this and say, what do you mean if I'm the Son of God? I'll show you that I am the Son of God. I'll turn this stone into bread. Well, Christ didn't fall for that. You see, Christ knew whom he was. He knew his purpose for being in the flesh, that he had to die and he had to remain loyal and faithful to God and give his life for the sins of the world so you and I can have eternal life and so that our sins can be forgiven. Notice Christ's answer here in verse 4. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, yes, Christ knew the word of God. As a matter of fact, he was the one that inspired it to be written to begin with. But he knew the word of God, setting an example for you and me. Do you know the word of God? Do you know the Bible at all? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Christ knew that. It's too bad. It's so sad that this world hasn't known that and that this nation doesn't know that today. That's why we're having all the killings, all the troubles, all the problems, all the bickering and the biting and the fighting in our nation and in our families that we're having. Nothing is going right for America, and nothing is going to go right for America unless we turn and repent of our sins and turn to our Maker. Verse 5, then the devil took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Yes, you can have it all, but there's a catch. You've got to worship me. And notice the answer that Christ gave. Verse 8, and Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve, showing that Christ knew the Bible and that he was living by the word of God. Setting us an example, my friend, it's so sad that we don't know the word of God. It's so sad that we aren't willing to even try to learn the word of God, and it is so sad that we aren't willing to live by that word. That is, as much as we know and understand. Verse 9 continues, then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. My friend, Satan was throwing everything that he could dump on Christ, trying to get him to serve him, because he didn't like the fact that Christ was going to be over him. Satan knew that Jesus Christ would be born back into the family of God as a human being, the firstborn among many brethren that you can read of in Romans 8 and other places. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that he's the first of the firstfruits and so on. Born into the family of God, so God became a family. It's God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son now. Verse 10, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you. And in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Well, that's a good example, isn't it? If you don't want to be tempted by Satan, if you don't want to follow Satan, you just learn and live by the word of God. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Yes, Satan always comes back. He gives up, but he goes away and he comes back. That is, if it's someone that he wants, and he wants the whole world, and he's after those that are trying to obey God. He has the world going his way, so he's not too concerned about the world, because they're going his way as a whole. It's only a few that are trying to obey God, and Satan is working overtime to get us. In Mark 12, verses 29 and 30, someone asked Christ, which is the first commandment of all? And notice verse 29 here of Mark chapter 12. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. God wants us to understand that there is only one true God. That's the Creator God. Verse 30, And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Jesus Christ is telling us that it was the purpose for man to put his trust in God, give God his all, serve God and no one else. Jesus Christ is saying you must grow in grace and knowledge to the point that you put me first in your life, just as I have put God first. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, notice what it says. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. God wants us to know and to understand that there's not a dozen or a hundred or a million other gods out there that you can worship and serve. There's only one true God, and it means that if you serve him, you're going to be willing to obey his word. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That is the first commandment that God has given us to do. That should be first in our mind. That should be in our mind day and night. As a matter of fact, God told ancient Israel, says, keep this on your mind. Write my laws on your doorposts and on your gates and so on. Teach them to your kids and your grandkids and so on. Yes, God says, give your all to God. I think we'd be surprised to know how much time God in Christ spends with and on those that are trying to obey him. Perhaps all of God's sons and daughters, that is, if they're obeying God now, begotten by the power of God's Holy Spirit, realize that God does spend a lot of time with us and often thank God for that. I know I do. I appreciate the time that God gives me. Why is it so hard to stay loyal to God? God has a plan, and he makes sure he works that plan. One main reason that it's so hard to stay loyal to God is because we live in a world where most everything is geared to the loyalty of Satan and Satan's way. That alone plays on our faith and is a great pull on us in Satan's direction. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, I want you to notice what this prophet was inspired to pen and to speak to King Asa of Judah. Now the Spirit of God came up on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. Would you like to have God with you, my friends? You can have God with you 24/7, because God makes a promise that he is with you while you are with him. And he goes on and he says, If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. My friends, the world has forsaken God. This nation has forsaken God. And God is forsaking this nation. God is either allowing or sending all those disasters that we're living through now. And they will pick up momentum. God is sending judgment on America, hoping that we will wake up and turn to him. But according to God's word, we will not. And you can expect things to worsen in America. We've got to break off here. My time is up. Booklet number 1, Devil, You Say. And booklet number 2, Seed of Satan. All you need to do is just call us, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. or order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m., You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.